ISIL sympathizers have hacked the Twitter account and the YouTube feeds of the United States Central Command. The Central Command has confirmed that agents connected to ISIL seized its social media accounts. Pro-ISIL hackers first changed the center's Twitter account profile images to black and white graphics. They also wrote phrases like, quote, "Cyber Caliphate" and "I love you, ISIS" on the page. A message was also posted saying, quote, "American soldiers, we are coming. Watch your back," unquote. Now, in their later messages, the contact information and home addresses of U.S. military personnel were published. The terrorists claimed they got the info from Pentagon networks. The U.S. Central Command manages America's military operations in the Middle East, North Africa, and Central Asia, most notably Afghanistan and Iraq. Earlier, we spoke to Ajay Mubaraka from Cali, Colombia. He said this type of attacks by ISIL sympathizers is considered an alarm for the U.S. government.
That's a very important issue for the U.S. government. It's important for the U.S. government to not only put in place methods to try to defend itself, but it's important for the government to heighten an awareness among the U.S. population to these cyber attacks. So the attacks are a useful weapon in this fight to keep the U.S. population on guard. Well, you know, many people are making that argument that, in fact, it's been the U.S. and other Western countries that have heightened the use of cyber attacks to further their particular interests. We know that some of that work, some of those efforts have been sort of diverted from the American public by then highlighting some very dubious kind of attacks. For example, the attack that allegedly came from the North Koreans against the Sony Corporation around the movie The Interview. Subsequent reports indicated that the North Koreans were probably not, in fact, behind those attacks. But keeping the attention on the nefarious activities of the enemies of the U.S. Is a very convenient way to divert the attention away from the fact that the U.S. state, the U.S. government is also involved, along with corporations, in the same kind of cyber intrusions, if you will.